Now here is Alison with a variety of local news stories.
Across the road from the Chatterbox studio, scaffolding is going up as cladding fire risks are being addressed. The Sainsbury Centre is launching new exhibitions while there are problems with the nearby ziggurats. It has been an up-and-down week for Norwich City as they won at home on Saturday against West Brom but then lost away on Wednesday evening to Leeds. Phil will start with the news from across the road.
A block of city flats, which has a substantial fire risk, is finally having vital cladding work done after a three-year wait. Norwich City Council approved an application in July last year to carry out cladding remediation at the Grade 2 listed Albion Mill, which is a part of the Reed Mills development in King Street. The plans come after a 2021 survey of the site found the building did not meet the latest fire safety guidance, brought in after London's Grenfell Tower tragedy, in which 72 people died in 2017. Tony Millings, chairman of the Reed Mills Management Company and a leaseholder at Albion Mills, added, "This has been 3 years of hard and persistent work with all associated parties since we discovered the issues."
The Sainsbury Centre in Norwich will attempt to delve into the exploration of truth, beginning on February the 17th, featuring four key exhibitions. The series will question the reality distortion caused by advanced technology, fake news and complicated scams amid the burgeoning presence of artificial intelligence. Titles include In Event of Moon Disaster, focusing on the Apollo 11 moon landing conspiracy. As well as this, Liquid Gender, a study on the relationship between gender expression and identity, will be shown from February the 17th until August the 4th. Indigenous artist Geoffrey Gibson's first standalone UK exhibition starts on February the 24th and goes on until August the 4th. Mr. Gibson represented the USA at this year's Venice Biennale. The Camera Never Lies, Challenging Images Through the Insight Project, re-evaluates well-known images of the past century and their role in shaping global events narratives. This exhibition will be shown from May the 18th till October the 20th.
The University of East Anglia remains uncertain over the future of one of its landmark accommodation blocks. Officials have said they are unsure as to when the Grade 2 listed ziggurats will reopen. It comes 4 months after the university was forced to close campus building over the presence of reinforced autoclaved aerated concrete, RAAC. Officials were left scrambling to find alternative accommodation for hundreds of students who were due to arrive or return to campus in September. Just short of 600 were able to remain on campus, while 170 were placed in private accommodation in St Crispin's House, a newly completed block of student flats in Duke Street, close to Anglia Square. A UEA spokesman has stressed, "Bosses remain confident they will be able to accommodate all new starters arriving in September 2024, but did not confirm when the famous ziggurats would reopen."
Norwich City eased to a first victory this season over a team in the Championship top five with a performance of control and clinical intent. West Brom dominated possession, but Angus Gunn was rarely troubled, bar a couple of second-half headers from Daryl Dyke, plus two near misses from John Swift and Jed Wallace minutes after the interval. Norwich enticed the Baggies onto them once in each half and cut through with a precision that underlined they have the personnel to mix it with those who harbour the same promotion aims. Josh Sargent slotted in the opening period to underscore his vital importance to the cause. While John Rowe's 12th in 26 league appearances will inevitably trigger another round of Premier League-flavoured transfer speculation as the window lurches to a climax. But City fans should be well used to that by now. What they are less accustomed to is David Wagner's side delivering with such a degree of confidence and swagger. This was a throwback to that bright August spell. Just contrast the mood at the final whistle and the warmth of reception for Wagner, his players and backroom staff as they headed around the Carrow Road pitch to take the applause. Two defeats in the last 12 in all competitions are baseline figures that suggest the die is not cast on this campaign.
Norwich City started a big week of fixtures with a spirited display against promotion-chasing Leeds United, but were unable to prevent a 1-0 defeat at Elland Road. But City can take heart for the performance against one of the Championship's best, even if the defeat hands an opportunity to the chasing playoff pack to make up ground in the upcoming weeks. City are next in action on Sunday, heading to Premier League leaders Liverpool in the FA Cup fourth round.